The other aspect of invisibility is the practice of consequence. Transparency and consequence. Transparency is allowing yourself to be seen for who you really are. And consequence is being aware of the impact of your actions. We speak about the impact that our actions will have lasting for 7 generations. Even in the Bible, it says that the sins of the father will be paid by the sons for 7 generations. Everything you do creates a ripple that lasts for 7 generations. So when we practice consequence, we practice awareness of the impact of our actions on the earth, on each other, on our loved ones, so that we learn to live consequently, with consequence, instead of living inconsequently, which is the way that most people choose to live, asleep, in the trance. So that in the North, we wake up from the cultural trance that we've all been educated into. We learn to live with transparency. We learn to live with consequence. Transparency means having nothing left to hide. We want more transparency in business, in companies that are willing to be honest about their books, that are willing to show their investors what they're truly doing with their profits and their assets. But we don't insist on transparency with each other. In fact, the consensual agreement is that if you don't tell what you see about me, I promise not to tell what I see about you. So the shaman chooses to live with transparency, having nothing left to hide, and to live consequently, taking full responsibility for the impact of her actions for 7 generations. In the North, they say that the shaman walks in the snow and leaves no tracks, that she no longer casts a shadow. The North is where the traditions of the medicine way become a spiritual path. In the South and in the West, they're a path of healing. We come to heal ourselves. We come to shed the death that stalks us. We come to honor our ancestors. In the North, the teachings become a spiritual path. Now, you have to go and do your West direction and your South direction work before you get to the North. Otherwise, it turns into spiritual cliches. We know that love is the answer. But knowing that is not enough. It's the practice. It's the embodiment. That's the answer. Transparency is a practical process. Carl Jung spoke about the parts of ourselves that we keep hidden, even from ourselves. And he referred to these as the shadow, the parts of ourselves that we disown and we put into the depths of the unconscious, that we tend to project onto others, the parts that we critique about others, that we don't quite see that there are parts that we disown and that we dislike about our own selves. So this is the practice of reclaiming all of the parts of ourselves, all of the parts that we have lost. The process that we use for this is the soul retrieval process, where we recover those soul parts that have fragmented, that have split off, have become exiled as a result of pain and trauma, where it became too painful for that soul part to remain there. We'll be exploring the soul retrieval journey in greater detail at another session. But in the North, we own all aspects of ourselves. Mother Teresa said that she went to Calcutta because she recognized the Hitler within her. So we recognize both the terrible parts and the beautiful parts. Nelson Mandela, in his opening address, said, "It is not our darkness that we fear the most. It is our luminosity. It is our brilliance. It is our beauty that most scares us." So it is embracing both the light and the dark within us, the part of ourselves that can heal and the part of ourselves that can harm, and choosing to practice beauty, to practice generosity, to practice kindness. And to practice invisibility means to recognize when you're reacting from your disowned selves, from your own shadow, from your own darkness, when you're reacting and living unconsciously. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.